Chapter 24, Jesus predicts the temple destruction, his return, and the end of the age. And Jesus came out of the temple and was going on his way when his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And he answered and said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another which shall not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what is the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one lead you astray. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and shall lead many astray. But you shall hear of wars and rumours of wars. Ensure you're not alarmed, for this must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginning of the birth pains. Then shall they deliver you up to the tribulation, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall stumble, and shall deliver up one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall lead many astray. And because iniquity shall be multiplied, the love of the majority shall grow cold. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all the nations, and then shall the end come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him that reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not go down to take the things that are in his house. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight is not in the winter, nor on a Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if anyone shall say to you, 'Here is the Christ,' or another, 'Here is the Christ,' do not believe them. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, which shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Listen, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look, he is in the wilderness,' do not go. 'Look, he is in the inner chambers,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and is seen even to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles gather together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall the sign of the Son of Man appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send forth his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, from the fig tree learn her parable. When her branch has become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. Even so you also, when you see all these things, know that he is near, at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things are accomplished. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Jesus warns that the time of the end is only known to God. But of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. And as it were in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they did not realize until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in which watch the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus describes the wise and prepared servant. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has set over his household to give them their food in due time? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all he has. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my master's coming is delayed, and shall begin to beat his fellow servants, and shall eat and drink with the drunkards, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour when he does not know him, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.